Later this summer, we're going to talk about World No Tobacco Day. It's today. It's time to rethink the strategies on getting people to quit. I mean, who can you get to and who can't you get to at this stage in the game? That's coming up in 20 minutes. But we've had some listeners start the conversation for us by texting start to 69866. Hallie in Oklahoma City writes, I'm not a smoker, but my mom was. She quit in 07 after about 37 years. Her secret, she made her last few packs last as long as she could, and then she simply didn't buy anymore. She said the first year was hard, but it does get better. Her motivations for quitting were that she wanted to be around for her grandkids, and she witnessed firsthand what my grandma went through with emphysema. That's why I'm not a smoker. So I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, Sherry, who's been smoke-free for 4 years. Mom, I'm proud of you, says
nice.
Hallie. That's good.
Yeah, after 37 Definitely. Years, you can still quit.
Victoria tells us on Facebook, my quit day was last December 14th. I was sick of being controlled by the addiction, sick of the money, the guilt it took to continue smoking, knowing that every pack was money for food for my son. I used cherry lozenges. I haven't had a cigarette, but I tried going off the nicotine, and after a few weeks felt I was having a nervous breakdown, so I went back on the lozenges. Soon after, I read that doctors are recommending that people go ahead and stay on the nicotine supplements as long as they feel the need to, since it is still better than smoking. So I feel okay with the decision to continue using the lozenges. Even so, I still have really tough days when I want a cigarette all day long, one day at a time.
And that's actually true. It's not the nicotine that's quite as bad for you as the actual burning smoke going into your lungs. That's what really...
Well, they're two fundamentally different health impacts, that's for sure. Yeah. And nicotine addiction is a very powerful addiction, which is why later on in the program we're going to talk about how when smoking is legal, even though there are public health issues associated with smoking, there's a limit to how many of the hardcore addicts you're actually going to get to.
Although I think it's the only product in the world that if you use it as directed, it could kill you.
Yeah, well, bourbon, maybe. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More in 20 minutes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.